let's look at some scripture that tell us who we are and what we have become. See, since I've been raised with Christ, I've been made a member of the body of Christ. I've been made a child of God. I've been born again. I need to find out who I am, my place, what I have, what's my rights, what's my privilege, what I can do. Hallelujah. And what God has said to me. And when whatever God has said, that's it. There's nothing to argue about. God said it, that's it. And I take my stand, you take your stand. And see, this is why we go to the scripture, to learn, to find out, so we know who we are and build our faith. And so when anything from the world of darkness, anything that comes against us, try to make us act, believe, or back away, do not trust in what God has said, we are fully persuaded. We are well trained, well taught. We are mature. We have taken our stand on the word of God because we have taken time to find out who we are. So let's look at some scripture here and see what they said, what God has said concerning us. 2 Corinthians, King James said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now listen to what it said. Therefore, if any man, any person, that means woman, that means man, woman, boy, or girl, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old thing, what I used to be, old things are passed away. I want you to listen to this. Old things are passed away. I'm no longer a wicked, unrighteous, ungodly person, because that left me when I got born again. Passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Behold, all things are become new. The Holman Christian Bible said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And look, new things have come. Oh, I'm telling you, glory to God. New things has come. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm born again. I'm a new species. I'm a new being, a species, a new kind of man, been raised up by God. Hallelujah. Listen to what 1 John 3:1-2 says. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now listen, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. I'm a son of God. You are a son of God. You are the Redeemer of the Lord. You have been brought forth. You have been birthed into the kingdom. You've been baptized into the body of Christ. You are a son. Listen, you are a son of God. When? Now. You don't have to do a thing, you know, try to work your way into becoming a son of God. No, no, no. You're born that way. You're born into the kingdom. And being a son of God, you have all the rights and all the privileges that the first one has. And he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And you're an heir of God. And you're joint heir with Jesus. He said, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall also be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So you can say, I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Everything that Jesus has a right to, everything that he has inherited from the Father, so have I. So have I. Glory to God. Well, let me ask you, do you think there's any sickness in the kingdom of God? Do you think there's any poverty in the kingdom of God? Do you think there's any confusion in the kingdom of God? I'm an heir of God. That's why we filled our hearts with the word of God so we know that we know that we know that we know who we are and what we have. Listen what 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Notice, God made Jesus sin. He did not commit sin. He became our substitute. And he became sin for us. Why? In becoming sin, he paid the price. He satisfied the claims of justice. The sin debt was paid off by a sinless, a spotless lamb who offered himself up as a sacrifice for our sin. And when he offered himself up, are you listening? For us, he met every demand. He satisfied the claims of justice. And when he did that, the verdict came, a decision was made. Man is no longer guilty. His sin debt has been paid in full. He's free. The accuser, the one that used to control him, the one that used to rule him, one that used to own him, he's been redeemed. He's been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And he has no more claim on him. He has no more right to him. He is free from everything he ever done wrong against God. And I received that in the new birth when I made Jesus the Lord of my life. You received that. And the enemy will come around trying to accuse you and make you feel guilty. But bless God, when I know this, I'll tell him, you can't do that. You can't do that. You stop that. You used to rule me. You used to own me. But you do not own me anymore. I got a new master. I got a new Lord. And he made me your master. And so I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, Diddy Mile. Diddy Mile means get to hopping. Get to moving. Hallelujah.